to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready to shake it over. Deliver me in my secrets that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today. I've already prayed for you. I've already fixed it. I've already died and rose again for it.
Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. It's some decisions that's got to be made. In the midst of these decisions being made, you've got to use wisdom in making these decisions. Don't be so hasty to do stuff. But don't be hasty. But go to God first. Go to God first. And remember what he said, what he had me read. Anything that's secretly done is going to all come to life. No secrets. And honestly, we got to be true. We got to be true. I love you guys so much. I pray it was something that the Lord had me to say today. Truth, acceptance. No justifications, nor explanations. So we got to accept the truth. We have to. We have to accept all these things. Jesus. God is restoring some things. And what's your name? Lord, just keep talking to me about you. He said he restored some things that the cankerworm and the caterpillar tried to devour and take from you. Because you've been used a whole lot in your life, Jesus. God said he's going to restore some things. He says sevenfold. So be in expectation for that. Just be in expectation. He says, your gifts of love have not gone out unnoticed. Because everything that you have done for people, even folk you know, use you and hate you, you do it out of your heart. You do. Because you're trying to help any and every kind of thing in mind. Your gifts of your labors of love, your gifts of love, they are not going unnoticed. And this is why he is restoring your life. This is why he's restoring your life, because of your labors of love. and your sincere forgiveness of all the stuff from all the peoples and the folks and their foolishness. Your labors of love, I never seen that before. He always said, I reward you for your labors of love, Lord. But he just told me he restoring his life because of the labors of love that you have dispatched over the land year after year. After, even in spite of it all, you still, you got such a pure heart. You got such a sincere spirit. Give me a hug. I'm finna hug your husband, girl. Jesus, I want y'all to write down all that stuff that caused you to be weighed down, weighty, heavy. Yellow pens, red papers. Red pens, yellow papers. Write down all that stuff. I know y'all wondering about these prayers on the wall. The Lord calls this the welling wall. They never get taken down. The prayers that goes on the altar, the yellow represents the sun and the red represents the blood. Please, write down all these things. Don't be so hasty to make decisions, y'all. Please. Please. Always go to God and pray. And ask him. Ask him before you get to doing stuff. Dark and lonely. We got to start acknowledging him in all our ways. I love you guys so much. Please. Y'all write down this stuff. Write down all these things that is on your mind or on your heart. That, did you release all that stuff, Jasmine? Did you let it all go for real? Because you got to let it go. You can't, you don't let it kill you. You already experienced that. Don't let it put you inside of that place where you don't accept truth for just what it is. And it's okay. It's okay. It frees us. It frees us. It frees us. It frees us. And know your worth. Know your worth. Shadon. Who is she? Your knee. She looks like you. How ironic is that? That's what they look like. Am I kidding? I thought it was a door. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all write that stuff down. Take your time. Write it down. Y'all know I ain't never in a rush to get out of the face of God. Because when he get to talking, baby, I do too. And y'all know I talk a whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much, y'all. I love you guys so much. That's her mother and father. You would think that was her sister. That, because she looked just like her. I thought that was her sister. She said, that's my mama and my dad. Look at God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his healing power and his mercies that he have upon us. I thank him for allowing us to even want to come. We could have been, babe, we could have still been in the bed, sleep, or running around doing something. Ain't that right? I thank God. I thank God. You got so many questions. He got so many questions. You just, you, Have y'all everybody know that statue with that man, and he ain't got no clothes on, and he's sitting with his knee, got his hand like the finger. Stop overthinking stuff. Mastermind is the mastermind at it. We do it this way and we do it that way, and your way ain't right on time. I gotta keep saying this to y'all. Don't be so hasty to make a move. He did say decisions, but he just said to make a move. Now that could mean anything. I don't know what he mean by that, but you do. I don't know nothing, y'all. I did tell y'all that I'm dumb, and I don't know nothing. If you don't tell me, I don't know. Don't be so hasty to make a move and to do this that way and do that way and do that. And it's some things that you need to share with her that you haven't, and you already know. Miss don't want to tell it all, just part of it. And you only do it like you just had me to say, because you try to protect it. You trying to protect yourself, man. We try to protect ourselves, it's almost like we manipulate the circumstance or the situation. And the other person's viewpoint or perception of it are swapping down your line. It ain't lying, I just didn't tell you anything. Go ahead. You can start tonight when y'all go home, okay? Just start telling it all. We just got to be true about any and everything. Be true to ourselves. If we be true to ourselves, it won't be so hard for us to be true to others. I love you guys so much. I thank God for his healing power in here on today. And how he constantly spares us. I was thinking last night about the aches and the pains that I had on last week, and how he just healed me. And now I'm like, whoa. Won't he do it, baby? I just thank God for that. We cannot allow these things to be exalted higher than him. So when somebody say something, a doctor say something, we got an ache or a pain, a situation going on our jobs and our lives, we got to pull that thing down and exalt God, because we know he's bigger than that thing. And I see some papers shuffling. I see papers shuffling concerning you guys. I see some papers shuffling and countries. Okay, let me say this. Let me say what he's showing me about you. So these papers that shuffling have a lot to do with citizenships, the transferring of things, including funds. The shuffling of these papers have something to do with rights. R-I-G-H-T-S. Rights to some things. And so you want to get this in order before you get something else in order, so that this unionship can be consummated. I'm really trying to stay out your business, but I can't help it. I can't help it. I also see in the shuffling of these papers that you got some fears going on. The Lord say, don't be afraid. Trust me. How much you trust God? Just a little bit. Because all you need is mustard seed. So you trust him. So all them regrets that's in another country, leave them there. Don't be so quick to want to unify the two, because it's going to cause some discrepancies and some setbacks. Get some things in order. These papers are shuffled, but they're not put together right. Let me hurry up. ready to paper out of the printer. I gotta show you what I see. See, it's a lot of stuff that ain't in order right now. Hallelujah. See, God say some things got to get in order before some things can be, and I gotta say it loud, released to you. There's no order to them, so you got to try to get some things in order. You got to get some things in order, and you trying to figure out, Mr. Thinker, what should you do first or how you should go about approaching it. Okay? In the midst of you trying to figure out how you're going to approach that thing, that's when you hold back some information for her. You too nosy. And too suspicious and suspect of stuff. You cannot force information out of him. Give him time. He gonna tell you. But see, because he's that man of always trying to think of a way to do it right. He got to do it his way because he don't want to hear it your way, because you may get mad at him when he say, nah, I ain't doing it like that. So you got to let him be a man. Hey, don't sometimes these women got to let y'all be a man, baby. They won't let you be a man. It's almost like you got to sneak to be a man. What the world? Stop trying to control anything in the house. What the world? Women don't know best all the time. If they did, we would not have to beat that forbidden fruit. I just want y'all to know the man is the head. That we're supposed to submit to him. That does not mean control. Control is something totally different from submission. You do not rule. You just have to do it. These papers. Let's get back to the papers, bro. They all over the place. And the Lord said, start. So you gotta come to me. You gotta come to me and stop thinking that you know what is best, because you don't. I don't want nothing to slip away from you. And I want everything to be like, well, it's a scripture in the Bible that say line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. So you got to go to him. And he may not give it all to you at one time, because he did not do it to Abraham. He just told Abraham, come out from amongst them and go. He didn't tell him where or what, but he just told him what direction to go in. So seek God for what? Direction. So things can line up for you. And all this paper I see, it's just so much of it. It's yay thick. Yay thick. And I don't know nothing about you, baby. I'm just telling you what he's showing me.
Come on, put your hand on something.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Jesus. Yeah, chew on that and think about what he's saying instead of all that other stuff.
Up them right now.
Because you know it got to be God. Because
peace in the earth. And I want you to release the peace on your brothers and sisters around you.
So chew on that and stop chewing on all the what ifs. Ifs is a big old wait, a big old meaning with so few words. I just see a big black bowl IF for you. If I do this or if this happens, you worrying about the wrong stuff. Go to God and ask him for direction and watch him. Because he don't want nothing to slip away from you. Because you got some stuff that's too that you want. That you want back. That's what I just heard. You got some stuff that you want back. See, I ain't gonna do you like you do her. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby. I'm gonna give it all to you. I love you guys so much, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for telling us your secrets and revealing your mysteries. We thank you for opening up that door, Father God, for Jasmine that she thought she couldn't walk through. That she thought was hard to walk through. It seemed like every time she tried, it seemed like something put her back. Lord, touch her body. Touch her body on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give her an understanding and the clarity that she would not allow these things to be so weighty that cause her to get into a place of sickness. Heal today, God. Heal today, God. Hey! As she give it to you. Hey! There it is. Give it to him. That's it. That's it. Shake it off. Give it all to him. You can't handle it. You can't wait. The Bible declares that carrying heavy weights and divers is a sin. We cannot handle this stuff. We can't care. It ain't nothing that you can do about it. The doctors can't even heal. He just used them as a tool. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's it. Release it, release it, release it, release it. Release it, release it, release it, release it, release it. No more carrying it. That's why we be walking around talking, ooh, my back killing me. Get that suitcase off in that trunk. You got a ton of bricks. You carrying it. Give it to him. Give it to him. That's it. Lord, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for your word. We thank you for seeing about us. Lord, you do it best. Can't nobody do it but your God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for being the great I am in our lives. We thank you for being that person. We thank you for being that creditor, that healer, that deliverer, that waymaker. We thank you for moving some things. Even the obscene things, God. Oh God, the things we don't understand, what we can't perceive. We thank you for exposing them today, God. Oh God, how we need you, how we want you, how we desire you, God. Oh God, we're giving it all to you. We're giving it all to you. We're giving it all to you, Lord. We giving it all to you now, right now, right now, right now. That's it, that's it. Talk to him, talk to him. Hiya man little go shana. Oh yay God, yay God, yay God, yay God, yay God. She said, I don't want it no more, God. She said, help me, Lord. He cut me to go see. Help me to be free from it, Lord. He cut me to go shana. We don't want these things to cause us to be in a place of bondage. We do not want these things to take us back to that place. We want to be free from these things. All them secrets, all that pain, all that hurt, all that despair, that brokenness that's in the inside, that depression, that sadness. We want to give it all to them right now. We don't want to be bound to it. We don't want to be bound to that unbelief of thinking of believing that thing can't change. Jesus! We're giving it all to them. And so we're going to thank him in advance. Because we'll never be bound to it again. All that stuff. Jesus. 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 I want y'all to just shake it off right now. Everybody just shake it off. I'm going to start this over. And I want everybody to just shake it off. Because we all got some stuff. Just shake it off. Just shake it off. All the sickness, all the pain, all the doubt, all the hate. Come on, stand to your feet just for a second. If you can. And just shake it off. Just shake it off. Just shake your hands. Just shake it all off. Every sickness. Jesus.
Open your mouth and tell him.
We just gonna
God,
thank
God, I give you every failure.
All the stuff.
God, I give you every secret in my life.
All the stuff.
God, I give you every hidden thing.
All the stuff.
I'm ready. Shake it off of me.
All the stuff.
Deliver me and my
soul. Deliver us, Lord.
That I might be free.
We want to be free. We want to be free from it all. We're not taking it back home with us. We're not going to allow it to put us in a place of bondage in our minds. We're not going to allow it to put us in a place of bondage in our lives. We're not going to allow it to put us in bondage. I claim freedom. I claim freedom. I claim freedom. I claim freedom right now to every individual in this sanctuary. The Lord know you name by name. He knows the very hairs on your head. He know any and everything that you're going through. He know any and everything that you have already went through. Jesus. 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 We receive freedom right now. Freedom right now. Freedom right now. Everybody claim freedom. Say, I'm free from sickness. I'm free from sin. I'm free from shame. I'm free from depression. I'm free. Whatever it is you're going through, speak it out and say, I'm free. I'm free. Oh, my mind, little locos. Oh, God, regulate our blood pressure today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and even the headaches, God. Lord, I know right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can heal any and everything that the doctor has said has even occurred or even have conjured up into her heart. Oh, God, I know that you can dry it up because you dried it up out of my brain. I know you can shrink it, God, because you shrinked it in my brain. I know you can remove it, God, because you removed it out of my brain. Oh, God, do it on today, God. Heal her right now, God, that she'll be in a place of comfort and even in that place of assurance. Do it, God, because I know you are able. I know you are able. Y'all may be seated if you want to. Let me tell you about God. Baby, they had told me years ago they wanted to do surgery on my head. They wanted to do surgery on my head because they told me I had a cyst on my brain, and it was the size of a dime. I went back in 3 months, it was the size of a nickel. I went back 3 months after that, it was the size of a quarter. They told me that in order for me to be in my right mind, because if it keep growing, it was going to affect my front temporal right lobe, which is the front part of your brain, the part of your brain that tells your body what to do, or even to breathe. They told me that they had to remove that out of my head. I told them they're not finna do no surgery on me, because I know the first surgeon, and his name is God. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is able to remove it. I went back to the doctor and they cannot find it. Even today, and I was 21 years old when that happened. 3 years later, they told me that I had fluid on my brain. So I was having all these bad headaches. And it just kept getting more and more fluid. They told me they had to do surgery on me to put a shunt in my head so that I could have a bag to carry the rest of my life to drain the fluid off. I told them, I know somebody who dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the woman with the issue of blood. And when I went back, the fluid was gone. Because I believe God. I had a stroke. When I was 34 years old, I was paralyzed from my neck all the way down. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't do anything. Not nothing. My whole left side was twisted and deformed. I was messed up. Could not do that. Did not have any feeling whatsoever. They told my mama. One, they did not even know why I had a stroke because I had no blood clots and no aneurysm. So I know he's a healer of blood disorders. because they claim I had a blood disorder called factor V in my blood, and it causes me to be in the state that I was in. Are y'all listening to me? Listen to me when I sit up here and tell them. They told my mother that they did not have anything else that they could do for me. They was literally waiting on me to take my last breath. I had all kind of tubes in me, respirator, all that stuff. And they told my mother that she was not fit to have another daughter, the second one to die at a young age. My other daughter died. My other sister died of cancer. She was 30. I was only 34. Listen to me. As I laid there and listened to that, the Lord told me, I'm not going to heal you. He said, I'm going to make you whole.
In times of despair,
I was 34 then. I'm 55 today. There's no residue. You could not even tell I had a stroke, a major stroke. Oh wait, seizures along with it. They told me I would have to take 8 pills 3 times a day for the rest of my life and get myself a shot with Lovenox twice a day. The Lord asked me one thing. Do you trust me? I said, yeah. He said, well, take that pill you got and throw it away. I did. I did not throw it away in my garbage, but I threw it away in the neighbor's garbage. I was 34 years old. I have not took a pill since. And I'm healed. I'm whole. Because I believe God. I believe any and every disorder that goes on in our body, he can regulate. They told me I had high blood pressure. They gave me pressure pills to take twice a day. I said, Lord, you told me I wasn't going to have to take no pills, and I throw them pills away. And he said, do you trust me? I said, yeah. He said, don't take another. Now the doctors tried to make me be afraid and say, you had a stroke before. You know you need to take them because you can have another one and you can have a heart attack. Now, I say, okay. I say, that's what you say. I say, but I simply believe God. A month later, I went back to the doctor, and the doctor said, oh, your blood pressure is so good. You got blood pressure like a teenager. You keep taking your meds. I said, I ain't took the pill since you told me that foolish. Because I believe God. I know what he can do. They told me I could not have any children. Did I tell y'all I got 2 children and 7 grandchildren? 2 children I birthed out of my womb when they said I was not. So I know he could even reconstruct the womb, baby. I know who God is. I know who God is. I went and had a mammogram maybe about 4 years ago, and they gonna come send me a letter talking about come back because we see this and we see that and we just want to make sure. And I went and I said, what you trying to make sure for? I said, I'm only taking this for the proof to you that I ain't got nothing you think I do. And when they, oh, Miss Tate, your tests came out clear. I said, I told you that. Because I believe God. I know he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. I know he can stop headaches, remove sickness out the body. I know what he can do. He done did too much for me. Them just a few testimonies. I ain't tell y'all all the other stuff that he did just for me. So if he did it for me, I know he'll do it for you, because guess what? The God I serve says, I change not. I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. There's nothing that is impossible with me. I don't do these things for to prove who I am, but I do them simply because I love you. You're valuable to me. You're smiling now, ain't it? That's what I'm talking about, Jazz. Because God is an all-knowing God. He know any and everything that we need. He know any and everything that's going on in our lives, openly and in secret. He know how to settle some things, baby, change some things, rearrange some things, and simply stop some things. Your platform has already been made for you. You know what a platform is? They build platforms for people to be raised up higher than somebody else and that they can be noticed. Like walking down a runway. The Lord say he already have made your platform and all shall see. You watch what I tell you. Not many days hence. Your platform has already been set up for you. And the ones that thought or even tried to say that you couldn't accomplish or you wouldn't do this or you'll never do that. Watch what I tell you. He always telling you that stuff, Dwayne. You'll see. You'll see. Lord, we thank you for your word on today, God. We thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for that hope, God. We thank you for the restoration and even the healing. Any and everything, Lord, is because of you. I am nothing without you, God. I can see nothing, do nothing, Lord. And I acknowledge you as being the sole source and the very essence of our being. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are great to be praised. Oh, God, we give you all the glory. I dare not take your glory, God, because it is you, God. I know nothing without you, God. And we bow down to you on today. And we give you what is due you, God. We give you all the salutations, Lord. And we tell you just how much we appreciate you. And even reminding us that we are of value simply for your pleasure. And we thank you, God, in your son Jesus' name. We're going to get ready to get our tithe and offering. You guys, I love you guys so, so much. I hope that it was something that he said that has caused us to know and understand that we are in a place of freedom. That makes us to remember that God is God and he is God all by himself.